I'm Virginia Prescott, and this is Word of Mouth. Your questions answered, your state explored. The rakes are stored and the shovels are out here in New Hampshire. But before the snow started to pile up, the lawn keepers among us spent hours raking and bagging leaves to cart off to a transfer station or to leave at the curb for the city to pick up. So what happens to them after they're taken off our hands?
You know, it's cooking a little bit, but it's pretty much done.
On this week's Only in New Hampshire, we're answering a question that came from right inside of our building, our very own Ellen Grimm, senior producer of The Exchange.
My question is, where do all the leaves go? Because we all spend an awful lot of time raking up a lot of leaves, putting them in bags, and setting them out in front of our homes, and then they disappear. And I just wanted to know where they go.
Producer Hannah McCarthy dived into the leaf pile.
However you get rid of your leaves, grass, sticks, and branches, they're all eventually going to end up in the same place, a state of decomposition. But let's start in Manchester, where Ellen lives.
Yard waste collection in Manchester began back in 1993. It actually had been collected previously, but as part of people's trash.
This is Mark Gomez, the guy in charge of environmental programs in the city of Manchester. He says that in 1992, the state passed a law that prohibited the disposal of yard waste in landfills. The primary reason was to save limited space in New Hampshire's dumps for actual garbage. But
There has been another benefit to it in that when yard waste decomposes under anaerobic conditions, like in a landfill, it produces methane gas. And for those concerned about greenhouse gas effects, methane traps about 30 times the amount of heat as carbon dioxide.
But if you take that yard waste out of the mix and put it somewhere else, you can avoid that methane production. So where is it going instead? Well, it starts with Bruce.
Bruce Allen Pacey Jr., truck driver for Pinard.
Bruce works for the independent company contracted to collect yard waste in Manchester. He pilots the collection truck that drives around the city all day.
Yeah, we put in more than 8 hours regularly.
Bruce does garbage collection too.
I don't know. I might not have popular opinion, but I personally prefer trash. I don't know why. I can't really put my finger on it.
Bruce and I sat in the cab while his coworkers, Jake and Tom, jumped on and off, grabbing bags and flinging them into the truck.
You missed two bags in the opening to that murder.
Yeah, we're going back out. All right. I totally saw them.
Manchester will take a lot off of your hands. Leaves, garden trimmings, branches, and stumps if you cut them to size and bundle them. But Bruce says that there are some things that will gum up the operation.
In the yard waste, no plastic bags is a big one. It doesn't biodegrade, I guess. Anything that's not, you know, leaves, dirt, anything you'd find on the ground in your backyard.
Assuming your leaves and branches do make it into the truck, though, where do they go next?
If you get on 101 East,
yep.
Exit 5, Raymond Chester,
okay.
Take a left,
okay.
Go straight for like 3 or 4 miles, and it's a right dump road, I believe it is,
okay.
Dump road. And there'll be a big sign that says Chester Transfer Station.
I'm Lee Brown. We are in Chester at the compost facility.
You may have actually seen one of these places before. Maybe you've noticed it on the side of the road and weren't sure what you were looking at. Row after row of giant piles of dark soil. These used to be your leaves. And in Chester, they're taken care of by Remy and Sons.
We put them in a pile. We cover them with some compost that's already been here cooking for a while to hold all the bags and everything tight in place so it ain't blowing around. And as the year goes on, we flip the piles, constantly flip them. The more you flip them, the quicker they break down.
We climb into Lee's front-end loader and rumble past piles that look less and less like dirt and more like bags of leaves. Lee digs the truck's massive scoop into a decomposing pile and steam rises into the air.
There's a bacteria, I don't know if I call it bacteria, but it's what breaks down all these leaves.
Okay.
And it has to stay, like I said, a temperature between 120 and 140 in these piles to keep them cooking.
There's actually a lot going on in this compost pile. Bugs and earthworms and fungi and anaerobic bacteria breaking down disparate paper bags full of fall leftovers and turning them into a commodity.
You see right here? Finished product. After all of it's said and done, See how it's still a little warm there? She's still cooking, but it's done. I mean, if you look at it by spring, the stuff here, beautiful.
This whole process can take a year or more, with Lee turning the piles over 5 or 6 times per year. But with the bacteria doing most of the work, overhead is minimal.
Just me and the machine. Me, the machine, and fuel. That's it.
Once the process is done, Bruce says, the compost is sold to landscaping companies for around $16 a yard. So thanks to the process of decomposition, your leaves eventually turn to gold. It's just not your town's gold. In Manchester, the city pays Pinard Waste, and then Pinard pays the people who compost the yard waste. Mark Gomez with the City of Manchester says this is the one catch to saving all of that landfill space. It's arguably better for the environment, but it's not cheaper for taxpayers.
The downside is that obviously there's a cost to collecting yard waste separately. And when you run the numbers, the additional hit to the City of Manchester budget is about $750,000 per year.
Of course, if you do want to do a little alchemy of your own, you can always try composting in your own backyard. But a word to the wise, make sure you shake up that pile every once in a while.
If it sits and rots, it will get a pungent smell and then people will complain.
What does it smell like?
You want me to take you down and then you can try to explain it?
No, that's okay.
It's pretty nasty sometimes, but like I said...